He is working right now with the NBA on TNT and NBA on TNT VR as an analyst, a 14-year NBA vet, an NBA champion, an NCAA champion, an All-American, a two-time Big East Player of the Year at UConn, a three-time All-Star, the pride of Coatesville, PA, and again, working Intel, True VR, and the NBA on TNT VR in the postseason, Rip Hamilton is my guest. Rip, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Rome, always happy to be back on your show, brother.
My man, good talking to you. Rip, great to hear your voice. So much to talk about, Rip, so let me just jump right into the East, where you have been covering the Boston-Milwaukee series for NBA on TNT VR. How impressed, Rip, have you been with Milwaukee and what they've done in terms of bouncing back after losing game one of that series?
Wow, right? I mean, game one, they kind of got just, like, hit in the mouth. Like, really, like, as a viewer, we were all looking at it saying, hey, man, okay, we've seen this happen last year, right? But the difference is Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, he's a man on a mission right now. And I think that when you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, they've been great all season long on both sides of the ball. And everything starts to end with Giannis. And now all the role players are playing great, too. And I thought that the Milwaukee Bucks did a great job of putting the right pieces around Giannis and putting the right shooters around him and allowing him to be as effective, not just in the half-court setting, but in transition, where I think he's best at. And I think there's not a man on this planet that can stop him when he's in transition. And when you looked at the Boston Celtics, it just seems like they were all over the place all season long. And you hear people, you always hear people saying, "Oh, well, they'll be all right when the playoffs start, and they'll be more connected when playoffs begin." And I was saying to myself, "No, it's not that easy. It's not that hard winning the championship." When I was in Detroit, we had to make sure that we were playing great basketball going into the season, and I felt like they wasn't. So it sums up their season. They've been on a roller coaster ride. They got all the talent, but I just don't think the pieces fit.
Great analysis. Rip Hamilton joining us. There's so much in that answer, Rip. Let me ask you about Kyrie. I mean, from the outside, it seems like, from the outside, Rip, that a number of guys in that Boston locker room didn't really like Kyrie as a leader, or at least the way he led. Is that how it looks to you? And if so, how much does that show up on the court?
Well, I think the one thing that we really got to talk about is that these young guys like Rozier and Tatum and Jaylen Brown, these guys had a great season last year. They took the team all the way to in the playoffs into the Eastern Conference Finals, right? So now when we look at the lead, it's a younger lead now. You know, like the vets don't run the lead no more. It's all about the kids that are 23 to 26, right? Like the game has changed. So now when you got young guys that have success in the playoffs, these guys don't want to wait. they want to perform now, right? So how can you tell a guy like Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown and Tatum to kind of take a back seat when knowing that, hey, you got Kyrie coming back and you got Gordon Hayward? And I don't think it's all about the Kyrie. I think that even when Brad Stevens tried to add Gordon Hayward into the starting lineup when he wasn't ready, when you already got guys, young guys that are thirsty, they ready, they like pit bulls, they want to be out there, they want to show the world that they can play, and he wasn't ready. So that affects the locker room, right? So I think that situations like that and them all getting on the same page and understanding that, hey, we're only going to win a championship as a group, not by individuals. I don't think they ever had that. And I think another question mark is, can Kyrie Irving be the best player on the best team? And I think that's a big question mark that Boston is trying to answer right now, going into now them going into free agency.
Rip Hamilton joining us. You know, Rip, to your point that these guys are young and they're thirsty and they're hungry and they feel like it's their time. And to your point, not only that, but they did prove it last year. Like, they were already doing it. It's not like, hey, give me a shot. They did it last year. They got there. So what about the question you pose when it comes to free agency? You never know what's going to happen, Rip, when it comes to free agency. But how surprised would you be if Kyrie re-signed in Boston?
I wouldn't be surprised either way, right? Okay. Because I think that, like, in order to win a championship, you got to go through bumps in the road like this, right? And even though if they would have got past the Cleveland Cavaliers last year, I mean, no one thought they could beat the Golden State Warriors, right? So I just feel like in order for them to have the success, they still need a guy like Kyrie Irving because they need a closer. And I don't think they have a closer. And Kyrie is one of the best closers in the game. And when you're playing on a big stage and you're trying to win a world championship, you got to have guys that can close games. And he's probably one of the best at it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back to Boston. I wouldn't be surprised if he leaves.
Rip Hamilton joining us. All right, Rip, what about out west? Now, we know Golden State won it all without Kevin Durant, but we know how dangerous they are with KD. We'll wait and see what the MRI says, but if they've got to go without him, how different is this group right now without Kevin Durant?
Oh, man, they're still a great team, right? We know that. They're still, but Kevin Durant is the X factor. Kevin Durant is the guy on your team that you can't take out of the game. Like, we've seen Steph Curry struggles in the finals. We've seen Klay Thompson have his struggles. Had a great game last night, but we've seen them guys have struggles. Kevin Durant really doesn't ever struggle for two games in a row. if he's probably one of the most unguardable guys. He is probably the most unguardable guy in the league right now. But with him having him on your team, and when you're not getting anything off of ball movement and guys are not knocking down shots, he's a guy you can throw the ball to and he's going to get you a bucket. So not having – if the MRI comes up negative, positive, and not having him out there on the floor, it's going to be a huge loss and definitely going to impact this team.
Yeah, Rip, what about the Rockets? They had a golden opportunity last night. They came all the way back from 20. Durant goes down, but they just couldn't finish. They could not rip that game that they had to have. How do you think they show up in Game 6?
Well, it all depends on if Kevin Durant plays or not, right? I think that really impacts the game. And them getting the opportunity to go back at home, you know, the playoffs is all about first team that wins on the opposite team's home court, right? So Golden State so far has done their job. Houston looking at it saying, all right, you know what? We got to go home and do our job. We got to come out aggressive. And if he's not playing, we got to take away everything from Steph and Klay. And we got to be more physical than we have been all playoff series long right now. This is a perfect opportunity for us to go out and really put our blueprint from a defensive standpoint and take away their confidence. Make them have doubts in their head saying that, hey, we can't win without Kevin Durant, depending on if he plays or if he doesn't play.
Really quick about James Harden. He had one shot in the last 8.5 minutes of the game. Exactly what was that? I mean, was my man tired? Was that fatigue? Was that something else? How do you explain him not being more aggressive with that game and that series hanging in the balance?
Well, he spends a lot of energy, man. Like, the way that the Houston Rockets play, he doesn't get any easy baskets, right? Like, every possession he has the ball, it's like he's taking on pretty much the whole team, and the whole team knows that he has the ball, so he's falling down on the ground, he's getting to the free throw line, and he's been doing that since day one, since game one of the season. With all the injuries that they had all season long, he's been the guy. And now to be in a playoff situation, it's probably good that they're playing him this early, right? Because, you know, the longer the playoffs drag out, you got to worry about injuries, you got to worry about guys getting tired, fatigue, or whatever. And I think that was a prime example of right there, like, hey, fatigue could be starting to be a factor with James Harden, knowing the load that he has to carry night in and night out.
All right, so Rip, you're working with Intel True VR and the NBA on TNT VR in the postseason. For those who have not experienced it, can you break that down? What is the VR experience like?
Well, it's fun, Jim. I mean, Intel Sports brings fans closer to the game, right? So it's I always say it's like when you put on these goggles, it's kind of like sitting on the floor, but being at home. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the same type of experience if you were at the game, and you have all these different camera angles. So you're actually kind of cool that you can kind of change your seat around, so you can see the game from different aspects out of there. And the experience that you have is like being there and getting the commentary of me and Stephanie Reddy, who's been actually great with me. But we're just like hanging out in your living room. We're just talking basketball. It's not all about just analytics. It's about what we're seeing from all the different angles, from all the different camera angles that you might not be able to see when you're calling the game live from a normal telecast. So I think the experience is awesome. It kind of brings kids and fans inside the arena. You see different parts of the game that you wouldn't regularly see on a normal telecast. We got cameras now in the back where the guys actually walk in. We got my favorite cameras being like right behind the basket, that's mounted right behind the basket, because it really gives the viewer the experience of them being there, like in the game, where you can actually touch the players. You can hear the the squeaking of the sneakers on the floor. You can see the guys throw elbows every now and then, talk a little trash. And that's the fun things that you might not see from a normal telecast that I definitely enjoy, that I thought that Intel kind of hit a home run on that.
My man, that is one of the best pitches I've ever heard. That's how you do that, Rip. So if people want more information or they want to know how to watch you in VR, how do they go about doing that? Where do they get the info?
Well, yeah, you can go to Oculus. It's where you get the goggles, or Samsung makes a device too. And you go in there and you download the NBA VR app. And then once you download there, you sign on to your local cable subscription. And then you're on. You can watch whatever you want to watch. You can watch games. You can watch YouTube. You can watch movies. You can watch everything on there. So it's cool. So only thing you really have to do is get a set of goggles and download the NBA VR app.
He is an NBA champ, an NCAA champion, a 14-year NBA vet, NBA on TNT, and NBA on TNT VR analyst, Rip Hamilton. My guy, Rip, so good to have you back. I really appreciate that. That was fun. Thank you.
Jim, you've always been one of my favorites. Thanks for having me.
You too, Rip. Mutual respect. You too, Rip. You've always been one of my favorites. I love Rip Hamilton. I loved him in college. I loved him in the NBA. I love him post-career. Always great to put in the jungle. All right, 1-800-636-8686. What did you think when you saw Kevin Durant go down? I've got thoughts on that I want to get to in a minute. I suffered a similar injury because Kevin Durant and I have so much in common. Difference is he did it in an NBA playoff game. I did it in the backyard 2 weeks ago after a couple of beers. Let me just tell you, though, I had the same exact reaction, though. I went up. He's Batman. I went up, and I didn't feel anything pop. I didn't feel anything tear. Then I came down, and it was not on impact. Nothing happened on impact. I took a couple of steps, and then I did exactly what he did. I'm looking around the backyard. Oh! Somebody just kicked me in the calf. Or somebody took a shovel to my calf. So I was flashing back. When I saw what happened to him on the floor last night, I flashed back to what happened to me 2 weeks ago in the backyard at my 14-year-old son's birthday. Difference is, I had a 6-inch vert. That's when it happened. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, thanks for getting Rip on. Loved him and that going to work Pistons team. One of the most underrated championship teams for what they did to the Lakers. Yeah, they were amazing. Those Piston teams the Rip was on was everything that the Celtics are not. A team that played together. A team that picked each other up. A team that liked each other. What do you make of Rip's take also that you had a bunch of young guys who got them to the conference finals last year? So the thinking was, hey, it's going to be so much better now. Kyrie's coming back. Gordon Hayward's coming back. If we almost got it done without those guys, not only are we coming out of the East as a lock, we might be the team to take down Golden State. And Rip's take was, no, wait a minute. That's not how that works. The young guys run this thing. And now the vets are coming back, and it might not work.